Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Just a little bit of an aside, but it'll run through the show today. Yesterday we told you about this outrageous nonsense in Pennsylvania where a maniac from Uzbekistan, wanted for terror there or a terrorist, somehow or another gets an 18-wheeler license from Pennsylvania, and in addition to that, gets a real ID. When confronted, Josh Shapiro says, "Yo, go ask Christy Noem about that. She's the one screwing up." I'm paraphrasing the great man. And several of you, yesterday we had the Republican on, well-meaning, the state senator, who laid out, yes, maybe after the holidays we're going to have a hearing. I'm in agreement with the sentiment. It was nice. They just got to say, "We're doing it today," and drag every one of them in. I don't care whatever else you're doing. If they have the power, they ought to do it today. Josh Shapiro doesn't play around. This guy just gets in your face. The cockiness, the arrogance, the chameleon, the toadying buddies in the media who can't get enough of this guy. You got to take him on. Stacey Garrity will be here at 1:30 today. She's running against him. We'll see what she says. Plus, she was a full colonel, I believe, in the reserves and ran a prison in Iraq. We'll ask her about what we led off with yesterday. There's a lot more on this. But first, one poll question as a backdrop. And I'm pretty certain, and you can hit me on Twitter, you can YouTube, you can chat, or call in, however you want to do it. Fox has a poll up, another poll. There have been several of them just in the last couple of days on the strikes, and maybe up to 20, the boat strikes on Venezuelan drug runners, murderers, really. The whole country's a narco state. And even the Fox poll is like meds and meds. I mean, it's very close. They've done several of them, and at times, by a point or two, people object to them. So I'm doing a national show last night that's relatively conservative. And I'm under fire of these people listening, calling in, that are opposed to this. Are you? It's a relatively simple thing. Now, you know, Alan West was on with me, and we have that. I may play some of it at some point. And he mentioned these drug boats might be able to go 160 miles an hour. He doesn't think the Coast Guard has the ability on that. Not only that, it's a vast ocean out there. Being on top of them, they're not going to pull over. They're not going to be boarded. You're going to have to hit them anyhow. What am I missing here? The American public saying, no, you can't do that. Due process of some sort here with what I think we have very good intelligence on and what needs to be done. I would be doing it with the Mexican cartels, though. That's even more important, where their drug labs are. Drone them, hit every one of them. Take as many out as you can. Is that your sentiment? I'm not sure now. I know Fox spins a little bit against Trump, but most of the polling is sometimes relatively high. All right, so here's part two. We played you yesterday this 1 minute or so of six of these Democrats egging people on to take on Trump, to say what he's giving are illegal orders, and to do something about it. Don't follow the order. You must not follow the order. Remember that? So Congressman Crow, to his credit, except for what he does, goes on with just one of the best on Fox, the best that I've ever interviewed or been interviewed by, the most pro-military, Martha McCollum. He starts trying to beat up Martha McCollum, saying, well, you, Martha, don't believe in the intelligence of the American military. All this was by these six Democrat creeps, including you, Creep Houlihan, is a refresher course in what they must do, which is to reject unconstitutional Trump and all that. Talk about a straw man. She isn't Martha McCollum as a straw man. Now, she handled it in her own way, talking about her record and all that. I would have rather, at some point after that, Martha McCollum even saying, you know, I usually don't do this, but shut the hell up. You could say, sir. She was saying, sir, 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 shut the blank up. Now, that would have been something on TV. So Martha McCollum stand up. How dare you, sir? All right, so listen to this. It's about 2 minutes. It's this Representative Crow, who's one of the more aggressive, and he did serve in the military. Listen, and I'll tell you what Houlihan said to the local papers, how we're insidious for twisting her words. Well, come on, I'll shut up and you can tell us what your words are. Anytime, anywhere, you can come on. Here's Representative Crow with Martha McCollum.
Well, you know, that's unfortunate that in politics these days, people grab something and twist it and contort it and lie.
Some might say that you have grabbed something and twisted it and contorted. You have, you know, you're talking to young members of the American military, and you're not telling them specifically what it is they should see as illegal. So you're putting ideas into their head that maybe they're being asked to do something illegal. And what we're seeing, actually, is recruitment rising.
Here's an interesting fact. Here's an interesting fact for you, Martha. Our men and women actually are very smart, very incredible men and women in our military. And
yeah, who said they weren't, buddy?
Apparently I do.
No, you don't, sir. I have great respect for the United States military.
Well, you know, you don't think they can handle a reminder about federal law and the UCMJ is what I'm hearing. And a recent survey showed that 8 out of 10 service members deeply understand their obligation of lawful orders, right? 8 out of 10. So we want to get that.
True.
That should be 10 out of 10. But this is something that they're trained on. You know, go and look at the training. Observe some of the training that our men and women go through. It is incredible. We expect a lot of these men and women.
Yeah.
They go through very intense, rigorous training because they're put in intense, rigorous positions. And frankly, I bristle at the notion that they can't handle a suggestion or a reminder of what the law requires them to do and what the Constitution requires them to do. You actually disparage them when you say that a simple reminder is something they cannot handle.
You're wrong. You're 100% wrong. I didn't disparage them in any way.
That's what
I'm hearing. In fact, I give them enormous credit.
You don't think they can handle reminders about their legal obligations?
I think that
these
perhaps
men and women
specific and they could figure out what order you're referring to, I have the most deep respect for everyone who serves in the military, including you, sir, for the sacrifice that you made. I did not make that sacrifice myself. So I put everyone who makes that sacrifice in a very special place in my heart. And I believe they're there to serve the country. So you have put out this video. It's getting a lot of attention. I thank you for joining me to talk about it. And I think, you know, people can look at it and take away from it what they want. I just wanted to give you an opportunity to be specific about what illegal actions you were referring to. So thank you for being here, Congressman. And thank you again for your service.
All right. Just the most convoluted straw man. I thought Obama was there. It's like he's talking to somebody who's not saying that. He keeps on answering. She's not saying that. He keeps on answering and going back and forth. Is that the best you got? Now, Houlihan, out there in horsey country, where they preach civility around, can't we be more civil as we screw up elections? Hoyhan says, I'm not telling people to ignore orders. I'm enormously frustrated with the way all this very sensible video is being interpreted in a really insidious way. And Martha McCollum is screaming what we're screaming. Hey, cut it out. Be specific. Tell us what area, at least. Is it the Venezuelan drug boats? Is that what you're talking about? Are you talking about with ICE? Are you talking about something else? No, they've gotten caught. Now, President Trump, you know, may be going a bridge too far here by saying, you know, sedition is a crime that is punishable by death. That is. That's true. That's technically true. Is this sedition? Well, here is Todd Blanche, the former personal attorney of the president, who's the number two person over at the Department of Justice. He's on with Hannity last night. And I want him to follow through rather than just saying this. He thinks an investigation should be in order. I want an investigation with these people. I think they ought to be under oath. It gets at intent. What was your intent in this? Are all of them going to lie, Hoyhan, and say my intent was just to give a refresher course to the U.S. military? Why? Why all of a sudden? Why do they need a refresher course from you, adult? Here is what Todd Blanche said.
I found that extremely alarming.
I hope you found it alarming, and so did I, and so did hopefully every American. You had members of Congress, members of the Senate, encouraging members of our military and members of our intelligence community to go and defy orders. And by the way, there is nothing illegal about what we are doing. There is nothing illegal about what President Trump is doing every single day. To the contrary, he's doing exactly what he said he would do when he won a year ago. And this is abhorrent conduct. I felt like I was watching a propaganda video by one of our enemies trying to recruit the military to become spies. When you see what these men and women were saying about this administration, about this president, and you ask whether what they did is a crime, I mean, you tell me what it is. You tell me what it is. I mean, what is the value? What is the reason for saying what they said, except for to encourage members of our military, to encourage members of our intelligence community to defy a direct command from their superior? And that is wrong.
Your resume as an attorney and your background and experience lends me to believe that you know the answer to the question you're asking me. You're number two at the DOJ. Does this need to be investigated? And what would the investigation be under?
Well, the investigation would absolutely be under what their intent was in saying this. And the question, we've all watched this a lot today, and the question you have to ask yourself is, what is their intent? What is the reason that they all went on a video and encouraged young men and women to defy court orders without even giving a hint of what's illegal, without even giving any suggestion of what law or what order they're being asked to violate? You cannot do that in this country, especially if you're a leader. And so what does the investigation look like? I think they should be held to account. I think that those congressmen should be required to answer questions and to answer questions about why they did what they did. And the American people deserve that, and so does President Trump.
Deputy Attorney General, let me put back on the screen.
Let's go forward then. Let's do it. Subpoena them, whatever you have to do. Let's do it. You think the Crow guy will read the phone book and saying, stop interrupting me here. You don't like the phone. You're saying the military are stupid. They can't understand this. Yeah, I wish Martha McCollum had done in her own way. She handled it beautifully. I just wanted more aggression with this guy. This was just like out of some, you know, what are we going to do? I'm just going to say you're slurring the military. You're saying the military can't handle this information. You can't handle the truth. We're not saying anything like that. We're saying you are violating something sacred here that is very, very dangerous. And either you're too stupid to know that, which is always the case, or you do know it and you're churning ahead because of Trump hatred. All right, let me give you the side question. Happened to see on the way out, this is where side questions come from. Going out the door yesterday, that WIP will be doing their annual Thanksgiving Day game. And good for them, because Thanksgiving Day rivalries used to be tremendous. I don't even know how many exist anymore. I think the one up in Easton and the Jersey team, whatever it is, they got to be up to like 116 years. Can you imagine a guy saying, nah, we're not going to play that game this year? After that length of time. And some of these, Newman, where I went, used to play Southern, and let's face it, the public schools in Philadelphia are not good at football. They would murder them. No. They must have beaten them. Newman could be 0-gazillion, and they would beat him by 40. It was over at the kickoff.
Right.
You
yeah.
could tell with
every
Southern.
Time.
Yeah, every time. So we are looking for an all-time rivalry. Now, don't think just sports. Try to think a little bit beyond. I got several here that I'll take off, but just to kind of wet your beak with them. Silly ones. The Coyote and the Roadrunner.
Mm-hmm.
The 100-year war. When you have a 100-year war plus, that's a pretty good rivalry.
I would say
picture
so.
Because
that's generations of people taught to hate each other.
Oh, my God. 100 years. And the one that I never knew about until Dan started this, because it's obvious to me who's the better. The genius of Menlo Park versus a guy named Tesla.
A guy named Tesla.
So it's Edison's the guy, and the knock on Edison here is just jealousy. Edison versus Tesla is a really good one. Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, so I'll take off. How about the story of the Untouchables? Al Capone,
right?
The bad guys versus the law. Elliot Ness and his ragtag crew looking to take down the mob in Chicago.
It is personal.
Yeah.
By the way,
personal.
I could go and watch that film right now. Is it The Untouchables? Is that the title?
It's a great movie.
It's... the stirring music of it and the what are you prepared to do? Sean Connery vibe, the Chicago way. You know, it's a king.
Send one to the morgue?
Yeah, it's South Philly way. You send a dozen of his to the grave. All right, John, back with us. What's yours?
I got to go with the Crips and the Bloods.
Oh, that's a pretty good one. Red, they even have their colors.
I'll do another red and blue one. How about Democrats versus Republicans?
There
you go. The easy one. It's the only rivalry where none of us are playing, but we all still lose.
Yeah. And don't go like Hatfield McCoys. We know that. Think a little bit outside the box, all in the flavor of your call. Listen to some of the great callers, like Joe of Exton violates all the rules here.
Yeah.
So maybe Robert of Ben Salem, somebody like that, you know. Joe's got his own brand.
Drew of Upper Darby.
Drew of Upper Darby. The Earl of Tacony. You don't want to get into the mind of Joe of Exton. All right. Can you imagine in Jersey, Dawn Fantasia will be here, and there's a breaking transgender story from an admiral who is the, I don't know if he's the Surgeon General or not, but he released all these statistics saying, surprise, Rachel Levine was essentially lying about gender-affirming care and all the things that we know about it. I'll ask her about that. But imagine in New Jersey, this is what progressives do. Constantly trying to redefine the world in a way that dumbs it down, makes it nonsensical. In Jersey, they want to define chronic absenteeism in school. You have to miss more than 50% of the days to be chronically absent. That's over 90 days. In most states, it's 10%. They want 50. In Jersey right now, it's 25. So they said, double it. Why not make it, you have to be out every day. And even then, what the hell? Who cares? We don't care about ignorance. We're ignorant already. 50% to be labeled chronically.
And then what happens?
Yeah, well, that's right. Probably nothing. But even on, this is the rewriting of everything that has anything to do with rationality. That's what they're up to. And Mikey Sherrill's not even in office yet. All right, get in early, get in often, 855-839-1210. And don't forget, too, by the way, a lot of stuff. This guy is a machine. He is on the march. I'm talking about our friend, Scott Jennings, who's been all over the place today, particularly his insight into President Trump and some of the pushback on Trump. I mean, this book, his book we'll be discussing on December 9th. Chock full of insights on Trump and extensively Elon Musk. You don't want to miss it. A lot of fun if we can put that montage together, too, of him swatting away the progressives of the night. I don't know if the guy's gotten any sleep since the book dropped because I see him all over the place. All you have to do to be there, and particularly you want to do the meet and greet. That's the best part. That's the best opportunity. Front row, you get the book. And behind the scenes, backstage, we'll be there. You meet everyone. Yes, Greg Stocker, you might say hello to, too. Henry, I think, is AWOL that night. He's got a basketball game.
We'll see.
Henry might make an appearance. I know Roe's going to make an appearance.
I'd like to meet the man.
Okay. All right. Good. Yeah, I think he is I've not met him in person, but we've talked off air, and he's been on, seems like, a dozen times. Just a heck of a down-to-earth guy. And where does that smirk come from? I got to practice that for TV. I have a radio smirk, but he's... No, I don't really. I don't smirk. It's like charging straight ahead. He well, does
his
smirk.
His smirk's good, too, because he like leans back in the chair, too, and crosses his
arms.
Mine is, just
Henry,
waiting.
As you know, leaning in like we might, we might go over the table here at any moment, Abby. Get out of the way. Wouldn't you like to see it? Well, Geraldo. Geraldo told me with Bill O'Reilly, and O'Reilly told me off air. That was real. When O'Reilly was coming at him to attack him, he said, I balled up my fist and said, I'm 6'8". I don't care what he does. I'm going to kill him right here. You can't fake that. I know the real stuff, too, when they went after each other.
It's a real rivalry right there.
Oh, my God. We had it. We had Joey Vento and Geraldo at a debate on immigration. We put Stu Bykofsky in the middle, like you're putting down the shade, so Joey couldn't see Geraldo when he was talking. Because we were afraid he might knock over his chair. We might have a problem there. Yeah. So get the tickets. That's the thing. It's going to be a great night together. The Colonial Theater. What a backdrop. I don't know if Jennings has anything on gravy and sauce. I may have to work that in. Just go to 1210WPHT.com, 1210WPHT.com. Your calls are next. Hit us on the side question. Talk Radio 1210.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, on demand, on demand.
All right. Coming to you, Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. John, are you in tomorrow, too? One of these days when you're in, where we're going to do all-time favorite Johns. Think outside
John C. Riley.
All right,
are you in tomorrow?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, we might do Johns tomorrow then, Henry. We'll save all that, right. Okay? Put that on a promo. John's in the Dom Giordano Show. I've covered the hooker beat one time.
Friday the 21st. Yes. Don't miss it. John's.
Yeah, John's. Yes. Okay. Rivals today, though. All-time rivals. You can do sports, but think of all the things that are out there that are rivals. And look, a great rival. Remember the Joker? They're fighting with Batman. He doesn't want to win. He doesn't want Batman to win. He just has the enjoyment of having that rival there forever. That's what a maniac is. And I get that. You know, you want to beat the rival, but you don't want him to go away. You always Woody Hayes in Michigan. They're running out of gas. They're recruiting in Michigan. He tells his guys, he wasn't being funny, push the car over the line. I don't want the car to be in Michigan. Gotta love.
I love that.
I would
yeah.
volunteer to go there and do it. Woody, let's go. Let's start pushing that car. Can you imagine? What's Woody Hayes pushing a car on the highway for? Not going to have it in Michigan. All right. So we need some good rivalries today. Here is Randy Weingarten on another book tour. Listen to this now. The book Fascism. If you're stopping DEI, then you're on the road to fascism. It's like you're halfway to the shore. Here's Randy.
So the bottom line became, how do I explain it enough? And how do I make the argument enough that people can arrive at their own conclusions about this? But in the last two or three years, the behavior of some...
You meant Trump.
Very, very dangerous. The erasure of the civil rights movement and of equal opportunity, the making words diversity and inclusion toxic, when there was just a civil rights survey that said 88% of people in America believe in diversity, the attempt to balkanize, to undermine pluralism, and the attempt to stop teachers from in schools all across America, not just pre-K through 12, but in higher education, from teaching critical thinking and problem solving. To me, all of that is gets you on the road to fascism. But, or and, the degradation that gets to dehumanization, that's really dangerous. And so I wanted to say what that in this new moment, not 10 years ago, not 20 years ago, but in this new moment, you see that. And I think Marjorie Taylor Greene just made my point in the last few days when she apologized. I mean, I was at a hearing with her where she looked at me and she said, "You are not a mother." And my wife is literally sitting right
what
behind
the
me.
Heck?
And I say, "I am a mother by marriage." And she looks at me in this hearing and says, "You don't know what you're talking about about education because you are not a biological mother." That level of dehumanization, that level of what does that next go to? That's the point I'm trying to make.
All right, then. So let's back up there to the DEI. Martin Luther King Jr., was he talking about DEI or was he talking about equal opportunity? Was he talking about not being racially biased or killed or maimed or attacked, Randy? I don't see MLK saying, yeah, I want some of that DEI. Equity is the word you left out, meaning equal outcomes. That's what we're opposing here. But we're on the road to fascism. Thank God Randy's there to tell us if we're getting closer and closer to that. All right, we got a great side question today. Hit us with that. 130 Democrats have just signed, Henry, can you check the name list for locals, a brief supporting men in women's sports. Schumer and Fetterman did not sign it. All right, I'm betting that the Dean of Decency signed it. I'm betting that, let's see, Fetterman did not sign it and Schumer did not sign it. 130 Democrats, though, have signed. They still want to die on this hill. This is the Supreme Court case. A brief saying all the rationale why we need men in women's sports. I know it's maddening. Remember my parsing of this. We're winning on this. You know it and I know it. But even better, it's better to win slowly. We're winning. And we get the political advantage of it. How often do you get that in an issue? Usually you win and it's kind of over. No, no, no. We're winning and they're still fighting this rear guard action. And we're clobbering them. And we're going to continue to do it. And it's going to continue to be a winning issue. So we'll give you some of the locals that believe. Houlihan, yeah, I think Houlihan would sign it. She's running against Fetterman. She'll sign anything. 855-839-1210.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. Here's the other story I told you about today. Coming out of the Surgeon General's office, this is Admiral Brian Christine. First time I've seen him talking about what they come down on now around gender-affirming care and at least suggesting that what Rachel Levine, Admiral Levine, Dom, can you imagine? Admiral Levine. Can you imagine how that happened? Rachel Levine here with Governor Wolf screws up COVID, puts her mother in a fancy hotel. Everybody else goes into nursing homes, kills people, and they make her an admiral in charge of sensitive matters of health. And can she be unbiased when it comes to gender-affirming care? Of course not. All right, here's what's coming out of the Trump administration today, what they have found on this.
This is Admiral Brian Christine, the Assistant Secretary for Health at the Department of Health and Human Services. Over the past decade, the number of children and adolescents who reject their biological sex has risen dramatically. Some analyses indicate trans-identifying teens nearly doubled from 2022 to 2023. These young people and their families are searching for answers to gender dysphoria. They deserve honesty, compassion, and the strongest evidence for the help that the medical profession can offer. And that is why the United States Department of Health and Human Services worked with 9 academics with professional backgrounds in medicine, bioethics, psychology, and philosophy to conduct the most comprehensive review to date of the standard of care for gender dysphoria in minors. The findings within the 400-page peer-reviewed report are clear. Sex-rejecting procedures such as puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries for children are dangerous. They can cause infertility, a loss of sexual function, reduced bone density, metabolic and cognitive effects, and certainly surgical complications. They can scar kids, both physically and emotionally, for life, and they can do irreversible harm. I implore physicians and parents to read this report and protect children from fraudulent procedures. My message to parents and kids navigating a world mired in confusion and despair is very simple. The prior administration and my predecessor, Rachel Levine, manipulated and betrayed vulnerable families. The Trump administration has the wheel now, and we will never, never abandon you. We are committed to gold standard science, not a political agenda, and we are always guided by radical transparency.
How often do you get a guy like this? He named the name. Thank God. Thank you, Admiral. He named Rachel Levine. He didn't say, something in the ether. Rachel Fraudulent Levine. Rachel Levine. One of the most disgraceful figures that we've seen that rose to the level to be very high up in the military command. To be able to salute Rachel Levine and say she was an admiral. Imagine meeting Rachel Levine on a boat. Come on. You already said fraudulent. A fraud. Putting this forward. Democrats are not going to accept this. Their base demands it. Their radicalism demands it. 130 of them. Henry, the Dean of Decency on there. Mary Gay Scanlon. Not the Houlihan, though.
No, did not see her name on this list.
How about Congressperson McBride over in Delaware?
Yeah, McBride, yeah.
Yeah, I thought there was a gold star or two there next to her name. Fetterman, no. It drives them nuts. Schumer, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, again,
how often do you find an issue that gets the juices flowing, you're winning on it, but they don't give it up and they keep on bringing it up again and again and again? I know it gets people out. Well, can't we settle this? Well, yeah, I hear you, but I look at it strategically. It is being settled. This guy just said fraud. He didn't say, well, we have a different scientific opinion here. He said fraud. That's out there. Not even RFK. We got a new star, this admiral, putting this out. 400-page peer-reviewed. Common sense, I might add, with most of this stuff. Now, guess who happens to be on the show? You know, we need to book this guy every day because a cure for cancer will be announced and he'll be on the show. Dr. Mark Siegel's here at 2:30 today talking about his new book. Henry, I forget the last time he was on. There was some other big breaking medical.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, that's on. And here you have them ipso facto saying fraud. They usually don't do that. They say, hey, look, we have a different opinion. New sheriff in town. Here's what we found. He said that. Then he said, oh, by the way, Rachel Levine, fraud. Wonder what Rachel Levine's doing these days after this media. It's probably a feature film they're working on, or at least a book. You know, I'm sure there's got to be something going on out there. All right, let's go to Paul in Deptford. Paul's on Talk Radio 1210. Paul, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Donald. How are you doing?
Good.
The thing with the senators and the representatives, I think they're playing to the general public and not the military to question the legitimacy of the Trump administration and lawful authority.
Well,
because the military's going to be, you know, 80-85%. Republican / conservative, and maybe 15-20% on the liberal side.
Yeah, so, we get that, but you know, there might be impressionable people though who want to do their job. They're patriots, and maybe it's the Venezuelan thing. I don't know what it is, Paul. Sure, I know they're playing to the general public here too, but using a military bent toward the general public, that's out of bounds. This isn't the Agriculture Department. Yeah, it gets lives lost potentially. That's the point. And how about this guy, Crow? A straw man with Martha McCollum, America's sweetheart, telling her she disparages the military. My God.
Yeah. No. No. Yeah. I think she's disparaging the Congress critters who were putting this ad together,
exactly.
More than anything.
Yeah. Do you have a rivalry?
Yes, I do. Mad Magazine, Spy versus Spy.
Ah, very good one. All right, we'll put that down. Yeah, I know it's been said, well, come on, Dom, you guys are being too harsh. Sedition, hang them and all. Well, they're using the military, at least, if they're not appealing to the military, and I think they are. I think they are appealing to the general public in some way, too, to say, look, that's why Martha McCollum was smart to say, well, wait a minute, recruitment is way up if you think the military is turning on Trump or should turn on Trump. But this guy is just... Does he think that's slick? Obama used to get away with it because the media would do that. Obama would be screaming and saying, this is what the other side's saying. And we're not saying that. It's some straw man he made up that's standing there. They should have had a straw man walking around going like this and saying whatever he wanted them to say. It's maddening when you don't have a voice to push back on. It's a tactic that some of these people use. But everybody knows Martha McCollum is not saying the military can't be thoughtful enough to deal with this. My God. All right. 855-839-1210. But saying fraud out loud, that is wonderful stuff. Just wonderful stuff. Oh, guess who's tagged in on the maniac from Uzbekistan? This settles it. Henry, Al Schmidt is tagged in.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Al Schmidt's tagged in and saying, how dare you? Saying that Josh Shapiro and PennDOT and others let this happen, or that under the policies of Shapiro, he really wants people that are here illegally to get driver's licenses. I think he does. I think there's a lot of evidence of that. But Al, call your office, your remote office here. You can call Dom anytime. As soon as he tags in, he wouldn't tag in on the Chester County thing. I thought he'd come on. So you have the head of PennDOT. And you have Al Schmidt, two of the culprits here, who allow, and they're just saying it's all Kristi Noem. That's what Shapiro said. Go talk to Kristi Noem. Ah, God, what I would pay, which would be better, to play this guy one-on-one or debate him? How about if we play one-on-one while debating? And that'd be an excellent
thing. That'd be great content.
Yeah. This guy, you know, I may foul him because I'm not letting him get a shot off. The ball's not going to reach the arc of whatever he shoots. I'm going to snuff it or foul him every single time. You're going to have to call
it. The Nuccatola rules.
The Nuccatola rules. Yeah, that's what we're playing. But as long as I have the Nuccatola rules, Governor, that the fouls, you know, let's play. And you can foul me all you want. It's not going to stop. I've seen you up close. You're not stopping me. Supposed to believe this guy is a heck of a jump shot. Oh, my God. Come on, Henry. You've seen this guy.
I think that's what he needs in order to play. Yeah. He's not out there dominating the paint.
Yeah. I told Dan to set it up. Maybe you'll have more luck. Now, you would probably get me a one-on-one game with E.J. Antoni. Yeah, sure. I'll be right yeah, over. If you had all that luck, you'd be booking national shows sitting right there.
Yeah, we'll head down to one of these Riverside parks. I know.
You tell E.J. Antoni, I want you at Mulligan's right now. 5 minutes. He's there. All right. Magic touch. All right. Get in on the side question. It's an easy one today, but a great one. All-time rivalries. And I like it that WIP is still doing the Thanksgiving Day games because – Henry, where you were, Radnor, Archbishop Carroll, who did you guys play?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
Oh, I finished at Bishop Shanahan. And,
oh, okay. Who was the rival there?
I don't know. A rival, I'd say, would be like Coatesville, but like we weren't playing them on
Thanksgiving. That seems like a game that everybody puts up on the cat. And guess what week we're in? And I told a guy, well, Alan West, who's a Dallas Cowboy guy, was on last night. And it's not a rivalry. I never thought the Cowboys cared about us. They didn't get all. We did. We got all juiced up. Yeah, they didn't care.
Oh, that's how it felt with like Shanahan and Coatesville. Like they didn't care about us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I still don't think they care, even though they're bad now. I mean, if the Eagles lose to them, it's going to be big trouble here. Yeah,
I think they're going to play fired up, which is
I think they will. Tough for the birds. I think they will. Yeah, they're substandard without a doubt. So give us that rivalry. 855-839-1210, you get on board. Henry suggested, I'll take off the board mine yesterday, Larry Krasner. I've said over the years I'd rather have in studio debating Jim Kenney. That was a lie. It's Krasner. Mm-hmm. Before he takes off his glasses, I'm going to be taking my glasses off and have you come in and be cleaning them for me as I'm talking.
That's actually
no, really- I'll put in board op Frankie Scales. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, gosh. That's what we do. Yeah. My goodness.
Fireworks.
Look, I have to stop it. I need a bib. The juices are flowing seriously, right here. Yeah, seriously. Larry Krasner. I've got to, whoa, stop it.
The hypothetical's just too much.
Yeah. I don't think he would care. I don't even know if he knows that I impeached him. Hey, Larry, you're still impeached. That will always be on your record. Obituary, whatever. Impeach Larry Krasner. 855-839-1210. Get on board. Okay. First, though, let's talk about what's new at Rescue Natural Supplements. Take advantage of their huge Black Friday savings all month long. We're talking discounts up to 80% off on high-quality, carefully crafted natural formulas for just about all of your health and wellness needs for over 40 years now. Rescue has used clinically tested vitamins, nutrients, antioxidants, patented ingredients, perfect for their all-natural supplement blends. And right now, you can grab exactly what you need at all-time high discounts, from immunity boosters and blood pressure health to natural brain focus and energy enhancers. You'll get slash prices that are up to 80% off on Rescue's wide array of wellness products like trusted cholesterol support supplements or high-intensity omega-3s. Stop waiting to improve your well-being and get these limited-time deals at res-q.com. Call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483 or online, res-q.com, up to 80% off during the entire month of November. Shop today, save, and start actually feeling better with high-quality health essentials.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, on demand. On demand.
All right. Speaking of jump shot Josh Shapiro, which is very doubtful, I got to see the film on that. He now on Twitter, along with a couple of others, Seth Moulton, who's running for the Senate in Massachusetts, saying that President Trump today committed an act of calling for political violence because President Trump talked about the fact that this could be seditious behavior, what you're doing here. And we know the penalty for that could be hanging. Moulton says the president of the United States today called for Democratic members of Congress to be hanged, helps explain why members of the military might need to disobey unlawful orders at some point. So Trump is, here we go again. This is how they're playing that. And the bottom line is what Trump said is, you know, this could be seditious. Let's say Todd Blanche investigates. I'd like to see them under oath, and we want to know what their intent was. Why all of a sudden this? And they have to be made to tell us specifically, why is this in their mind? It's needed now, not just about Trump, but what are the specific things where Trump may be giving illegal orders? And I haven't checked what my Twitter here, but the Venezuelan hits on 20, I think it is now, the drug boats. Fox has it about 49 against, 47 or so in favor, and then some undecided. I'm looking at polling. Some of them are in the high 50s or 60s opposing it. What are they seeing that I'm not seeing? Let's go to Bo in Levittown. And Bo's next on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Bo.
Hey, Don, before I forget, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Well,
but
thank
I don't speak
you.
To you, but I'm sure I'll email you a couple hundred times before then. But that's okay.
We can make that. You're a prolific emailer. You're right up there in the top. Well, this guy, Nikki, who when he ran the race over at the Mannion event every year we do in Cherry Hill, was screaming out, Dom Giordano.
Here's what I want to say. I appreciate and respect their service, but these Democrats who are in the military, right. why are they Democrats? The only thing I could think of is they want to make money. They want to be part of the war industrial complex because their policies suck. Everything that they do is against America. I want Mike Johnson out on the podium every single day until the midterms and say, Democrats want boys and girls sports. I want them to give us a list every day of the Democrats who took money from Epstein, even after he right. was, you know, charged as a child abuser and trafficker. And I want to know what the alternative is to Obamacare. They got to do that. They got to work on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know, that last thing you said is very, very savvy. You and I are both. They keep on trying to avoid it, and they do have alternatives, at least something plausible. But I agree with the first couple, too. Mike Johnson's top 10 of the day. I love that issue because we're winning on it, the trans thing, and today was an example. But they are doubling down, 130. I'm signing this brief before the Supreme Court. They won't give it up. That's good. The politics continue to go against them.
we just have to get it out there. As far as the boats are concerned, I don't understand it. Obama killed over 3,700 people with drones. There was no due process
Wedding party. And you know what? I supported him. He couldn't get the guy any other way.
Exactly. I just don't understand. It's just, we got to be smarter as Republicans and just get it out there, because certainly the corporate media isn't going to help us. But my my side question answer of the day, and this I thought was going to drive you over the edge, and it was a really great rivalry for all those years in high school, local Philadelphia history, was Father Judge and Abe Lincoln, and you wanted Sherelle Parker to move heaven and earth because she said it was a safety concern. If you have to get the National Guard out there to play the game,
yep,
you have
I remember
to do
that.
It. It
I'm
making
glad
you
rem-
crazy.
I remember that when they called off that game. You're the Rail Splitters versus the Crusaders. Just the nicknames alone
exactly.
are good. Thank you. Well, really, Lincoln's new name are the Trailers. You know, the 900. And yeah, I put them on the national map last night. I was talking about this, got a lot of calls talking about, can you imagine? And people are calling in, wait a minute, you're saying the entire freshman class at a school in Philadelphia goes to school in trailers? Yeah.
Trail splitters.
Oh, even better. Let's put that up. Come on over there at Lincoln. Home of the Nuggets.
We're going to call that whole freshman class that. It's
yeah,
like, oh,
and they chant Nuckatoa, Nuckatoa, Nuckatoa. I wonder who the Trail Splitters play. Do they still play Father Judge? That seems like a bitter rivalry. All right, one of our favorites coming up, Dawn Fantasia, a lot to report in Jersey. Can you imagine? They want to, this is on Matt's SaveJersey.com, and she's involved. Absentee would exclude chronic absenteeism. If you only miss 50%, you're not chronically absent. Why would they want to do that? Well, we'll break it down in the big picture. Well, wait a minute. You miss 90 days of school. That's not chronically absent. Nope. If I miss 91, I might be chronically absent. Henry asked a good question. I'll ask Dawn. Well, what happens if you're labeled chronically absent then? Anything? Oh, do you get more money?
Demerit, maybe?
A demerit. Yeah, get one demerit. Dawn Fantasia. We'll break that down. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.